Here's a startling truth. You speak to yourself more than anyone else in your life. That internal voice, the one narrating your morning commute, second-guessing your email before hitting send, replaying yesterday's awkward conversation, shapes your reality more powerfully than any external force. Communication isn't just about what you say to others. It's the invisible architecture of your entire existence, starting with the dialogue happening inside your own mind right now. This is where transformation begins, not in a boardroom or on a stage, but in the quiet space between your thoughts. Think of communication as a staircase you ascend dozens of times daily. Just as you wouldn't leap multiple steps without risking a fall, you can't master complex workplace interactions without first understanding each foundational level. This isn't about learning tricks or memorizing scripts. It's about recognizing that communication expands like ripples in water, starting from your internal world and moving outward in increasingly complex circles. Each step represents its own plateau with unique rules and challenges. The inside-out approach matters because you can't give what you don't have. If your internal communication is chaotic and self-defeating, your external interactions will mirror that turbulence. Master the foundation, and everything built upon it becomes stronger. Your mind resembles a vast lake. Your body forms the banks. Your thoughts, the water. This lake contains everything. Childhood memories, workplace triumphs, embarrassing failures, deepest fears, and proudest moments. These experiences form your self-image, determining how you show up professionally. Consider the labels you've accumulated throughout life. Most weren't chosen, they were handed to you. Male, female, smart, lazy, boss, worker. These words became your reality because language equals social reality. The Sapir-Whorf hypothesis teaches us that the words defining you shape how you experience everything. Who owns the words that describe you? If you don't define yourself, others will. True professional fulfillment requires fearless self-examination. Start each morning with metacognition, thinking about your thinking. Replace limiting narratives with empowering alternatives. Remember, you cannot have and keep what you are not. First, be successful in managing your mind, then do things resonating with success, which helps you have it. A picture truly is worth a thousand words. 93% of trust and believability comes from nonverbal communication. Only 7% of meaning derives from your actual words, while 38% comes from how you say them and 55% from visual cues, like facial expressions and body language. Paralanguage, tone, pitch, volume, pacing, matters more than the words themselves. Many professionals invest in voice training to align with dominant cultural patterns. Kinetics, body movement, posture, eye contact, conveys confidence or uncertainty before you speak. Time usage varies dramatically across cultures. Americans view time as money, segmenting it by activity, while other cultures see it holistically, determined by relationships and natural rhythms. Space functions as a commodity, signaling power. Corner offices and larger desks communicate status. Touch carries complex workplace meanings, especially given harassment concerns. Even smell triggers powerful emotional responses and memories. Effective communicators ensure their nonverbal messages align perfectly with their words. When these signals contradict, people believe what they see, not what they hear. Interpersonal communication succeeds through five vital keys. First, be the person you want to work with. Self-awareness forms the foundation for authentic connection. Your communication signals broadcast your internal state, drawing matching circumstances and people. Second, choose the right connections by moving beyond rigid expectation boxes that kill authentic communication. Third, make room for others' realities. Every interaction involves seven ingredients: sender, message, channel, context, interference, receiver, and feedback. Since no two people are alike, contemplate different possible outcomes for each person. Fourth, practice active, empathetic listening, the foundation of all relationships, representing 50% of effective communication. True listening requires your mind, ears, eyes, and memory working simultaneously. Fifth, live the platinum rule. Treat others as they want to be treated, not as you want to be treated. This requires genuinely listening to their needs rather than projecting your preferences. Effective communication begins with self-awareness about how your ego creates conflict. Supportive workplace communication requires tact and diplomacy, addressing communication styles respectfully rather than attacking personalities. Small group communication requires integrating multiple perspectives while maintaining personal integrity. Many resist group work, complaining about carrying weaker members. Yet in real organizations, departments are interdependent. Individual success depends on contributing to the whole. American culture values personal freedom and competition, while organizations simultaneously demand conformity and cooperation. This imbalance contributes to company failures and employee turnover. The solution is co-opetition. Everyone contributes their individual best to the collective. Members recognize both their own value and others' contributions, creating self-affirming, supportive communication patterns. Leadership shapes organizational culture through purposeful, affirming communication, demonstrating integrity between words and actions. Organizations operate through formal structures, policies, rules, documented procedures, and informal networks, like breakroom conversations and office gossip. Both matter. Successful groups require healthy personal outlooks, effective communication skills, shared commitment, teamwork ethics, and conflict management abilities. Each person brings unique power, whether influence, information, technical expertise, or relationship building, to advance the group's mission. Public speaking tops humanity's fear list, yet it's a learnable skill. Fear means false evidence appearing real. Your imagination conjures worse scenarios than reality delivers. Master the distinction. Confidence builds during preparation. Composure sustains you during presentation. Excellent presenters focus on their message rather than themselves. Listen actively, organize effectively, maintain strong vocabulary, understand nonverbal cues, and enjoy the process. Your words create reality, so choose language affirming your desired experience. Use concrete terms that translate easily to all listeners. Four delivery methods exist: impromptu, unplanned discourse, extemporaneous, outline speech with note cards, manuscript, word-for-word text, and memorized, special occasions. Most professionals favor extemporaneous delivery, allowing audience interaction while maintaining structure. Understanding your audience is paramount. Analyze their demographics, knowledge level, attendance purpose, and receptivity. Remember that even when addressing groups, you're engaged in interpersonal dialogue with each listener. Mastering public speaking accelerates professional advancement when you can articulate your value in any setting. Communication patterns can transform your life's narrative. Master your internal dialogue first. It's the foundation of everything else. Your interpersonal communication mirrors your attitudes through others' responses. Make space for different realities, recognizing each person's unique perspective. Align your nonverbal and verbal messages to build trust. In groups, listen actively while contributing meaningfully. Transform public speaking anxiety into opportunity through preparation. Become a bridge in intercultural communication by developing sensitivity and respect for diverse worldviews. Most communication patterns form unconsciously, but knowledge paired with action creates power. Your words construct reality and forge connections. By integrating these dimensions, you create an interaction style that's effective and genuine. In a world where miscommunication costs billions and disconnection plagues workplaces, mastering communication is essential. Every conversation offers a chance to build rather than destroy, to connect rather than divide. You have the tools. The question is whether you'll use them intentionally, transforming not just how you speak, but how you live.